from Peoria Public Radio. This is Out and About. I'm Nathan Irwin. I'm here with Lindsay Byers talking about Hip Hopera. It's being performed tomorrow night at the Contemporary Arts Center. The performance begins at 6:30. Lindsay, thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
Now, talk a little bit about the genesis of this concert. I know you had a similar performance last year, so is this an attempt to build on that, to expand on it?
We did. So I am actually the founder and artistic director of Dramatic Crossroads, which is a not-for-profit organization here in the Peoria area. We were founded, we did our first performance back in 2011, if I remember this correctly, but we have our paperwork all filed and we've been official for a couple of years now. Last year's Hip Hopera concert was one of the first bigger projects that we did, having been official as a not-for-profit organization and independent in that. And the idea behind it was sort of generated as a result of a conversation that I had with my vice president on my board, James Mark, who is a native of Peoria, but he's up in Rockford now. He's a music director for a church up there. He's also a great composer. And so we were kind of talking about fun ideas to make opera accessible to people. Opera is not something that people have a lot of exposure to now. We are concerned that it's kind of getting sort of this bad stigma, I guess, associated to it, that it's not really applicable to our lifestyles, and we would like to change that because, honestly, some opera that's out there isn't so inapplicable. And also, that which is, I think, can be made applicable. It's still beautiful music. It's a beautiful art form. It can be accessible to people. And so we were talking about ideas for how to bring that to people. And one of the ideas we came up with was to perform operatic versions of songs that people have heard on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
And James has made his own original arrangements of some pieces that have been made famous by artists such as Beyonce and Justin Timberlake and Usher. And so we brought that to the Contemporary Arts Center. Of course, it is its own contemporary art in a way. It's putting a new spin on something that's been established for a long time, but it is original. So the people over there were very kind about letting us try this out. They said, you know, this isn't what we normally do here, but you are sure welcome to come in and see what happens. And we had a great time, and I think our audience did too. And so we decided to expand on it and bring it back.
Now, last year's concert ran sort of a musical gamut. There was opera, as we all sort of know it and define it.
Sure.
But you also had that mixed in with more contemporary music, like you were talking about.
Sure.
Some Broadway and then a Bach cantata. And was that – what do you think the advantage is of that sort of polyglot approach to you know, borrowing and blending genres?
Well, as you know, we're Dramatic Crossroads, so that's one of the things that we're excited about, is bringing in all of these different things and kind of making an exhibit of how these things have some similarities. We talked to James last year about his take on all of this, and of course he and I had kind of generated this idea, but then he went and composed this product, and I asked him, what do you think this is about? What is this to you? And basically what he said is the genres of opera and hip-hop, and then of course all the genres that we brought in to the other repertoire that we performed that night, have their own way of being misunderstood. And so putting them together is a way of sort of breaking the ice that surrounds it, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So that we can kind of show people, hey, look, this is out here. You might find this really accessible, but not this. But if we put them together, check it out. This is what happens. So it's one of those, hey, so this happened, and then see what came of it kind of situation.
Well, and one thing that struck me was that the subject matter of all of these genres, or the subject matters, aren't all that different.
No.
You know, the emotional feelings, the passion, the drama that underlies a good opera aria are still present in good musical theater and in good popular music.
Right. Yeah. That's just human things. They're just things that we still deal with on a day-to-day basis. It's just how we choose to present those things.
And so what's the structure of the performance itself? You've got all of these pieces. Last year you had 12, maybe 16 performers. Is it very much the same, where the concert is broken up into sections? A few people will get up and do this, then someone will do something else. And does it follow that same sort of pattern?
It does, yes. Now, we have a couple of new twists this year. I don't have quite the same instrumentation I had last year. There are some similarities. We'll still have a keyboard. We're still going to have a cello. but I'm going to bring flute in this year, whereas we had a violin last year, so that'll be a slightly different sound. I've got several vocalists and hopefully a couple of guest vocalists coming in to kind of do their own individual showcase performances. And I haven't actually decided what order they're all going in yet, but I'm going to sit down one of these nights and look at them and decide, you know, okay, so I think this would be great to have, you know, this build into that, and it'll hopefully have a nice ebb and flow to it. But yeah, it's roughly the same structure.
And just out of curiosity, how did you connect with all of these performers? Are these people that you knew? Did you meet them in doing other performances? How did this group come together?
Yeah, they're kind of from all over the place. So a lot of these people are people that are involved in like local community theater or that I went to college with, either undergraduate or graduate school. They're people that were maybe referred to me by other people that are involved in the concert. So these people, they have a wide range of experience and capabilities. They're a really impressive group, actually. Most of them have degrees in what we're doing. Some of them have more than one degree in what we're doing. So it's really interesting to see the different dynamic that everybody brings to the table.
And can you talk a little bit about the repertoire of the concert? You don't need to list every single piece, but can you give us a sense of, you know, that's musical spread that you're going for?
Sure. So the Hip Hopera set itself, which is the core of this concert, is, again, several pieces that you probably heard some version of on the radio at some point in the Billboard Top 40 station, but we've got our own original operatic arrangements of, and that's going to be a good 20 minutes of the concert. The rest of it is going to be solos by either the instrumentalists or the vocalists on this concert, or duets that had some sort of crossover element into the operatic genre. So these are things like, I know we're going to do a piece from West Side Story. We're going to do a piece from the movie Bridges of Madison County. And we're going to do some pieces that you may have heard snippets of in commercials that sort of accompanied the car that you're supposed to be buying or things like that, but end up having this sort of crossover element to them. So hopefully we can bring this sort of sense of, hey, you've got a little bit of familiar in here. You've got a little bit of opera in here that may not be as familiar, but here's this product that we end up coming up with.
You know, as you're talking about that, it reminds me that a lot of times we might think that we don't know opera or that we're not familiar with it or that it's this foreign thing. But in fact, as you mentioned, because of mass media, we're actually exposed to opera all the time. We're just not aware of it. And it sounds like part of what you're trying to do is to break down that barrier, break down that misconception.
Yeah, again, it's about breaking the ice on this thing. So you're correct. We hear little bits of opera in the background of our favorite movies. I think there's a pretty famous operatic selection in the middle of Pretty Woman.
Okay.
And I'm pretty sure there's a famous operatic selection accompanying a good chunk of commercials out there, you know. So there are little bits of exposure that we get that are kind of in the background of things that we're paying attention to. I would like to bring them a little bit more to the forefront.
So once you're past this concert, what are your longer term objectives? What do you hope that this will grow into, or what do you hope to build on this?
Okay, so honestly, one of the great things about this group is that we don't actually have a set in stone plan. We're a group of artists. We kind of sit around and meet with each other informally and talk about ideas. I would love to continue doing projects that are similar to this in that they have some sort of break the ice element on opera. We just did a performance at the Ignite Peoria event in the Civic Center this past Saturday. And our take on that one was we did a scene that was the story of David and Goliath. It was a collaboration with a gentleman who is trying to establish his own not-for-profit called Classical Close-Up, which is going to be bringing like living history to schools is the ultimate goal for theirs. And so I kind of talked with him about, hey, would you want to try to do something that could bring in an operatic element, bring in this sort of kind of living history idea to things? And so we decided on the story of David and Goliath. And I had a friend of mine compose some operatic recitative for the beginning section of this scene, which is the part of Samuel. And it was in the style of like Handel, which, of course, we all know Handel wrote the Messiah, the big Hallelujah chorus. And so I had a singer get up and do this sort of narrative part that was in this style of this Handel's recitative, and then we went into the scene of the David and Goliath big showdown fight, and that scene was accompanied by a drum beat. But other than that, the only operatic element was this beginning section, but we had this sort of melding, continuing drum beat to make this an amalgamation of these two art forms. And I think it went really well. I think it was a good idea in the vein of what we're kind of looking at doing in the future. So you're asking about things for the long term, in that we had this sort of, hey, let's break a little bit more of the ice on opera. Let's do this thing that will make that more accessible, that will bring some sort of poignancy and some drama into people's lives in a way that, hey, we've seen this kind of drama before. Let's do it in a little bit of a different way. And ultimately, that's what we're looking at doing. One of the things we're bouncing around right now is the idea of doing something with Shakespeare. I've talked briefly with the artistic director of the Cornerstone Ballet, and they might be interested in bringing something in to get that together so we could bring in a little bit of ballet. I'm thinking about bringing in some straight actors again, just like we did with the David and Goliath scene, doing a few like straight scenes, bringing in some arias from famous operas that are based on Shakespearean plays, and see what we come up with. And if we're able to make that happen, I'll certainly let you guys know what date we end up with and what venue we end up with. But that's the kind of thing we're looking at in the long term. And those sorts of projects are really good for what makes Dramatic Crossroads Dramatic Crossroads.
And if people are interested in Dramatic Crossroads and they want to, you know, follow your projects or learn more about what you're up to, what's the best way for folks to find you?
Sure. We do have a website, which is dramaticcrossroads.org. But I'll be honest, we're pretty bad about keeping that website up. So the best way to really follow what we're doing is going to be on our Facebook page. And again, it's under Dramatic Crossroads. We're pretty easy to find. And I'll make sure that anytime we have an event coming up, there is an event page made attached to that, and it'll give us dates and times and ticket information if applicable.
That's Lindsay Byers talking about Hip Hopera. It's being performed at the Contemporary Arts Center in downtown Peoria. The concert is tomorrow night at 6:30. Lindsay, thank you so much, and good luck.
Thank you.
Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers. Our producer is Sierra Doss. You can learn more about Peoria Public Radio when you visit our website, peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About.